November 12th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, The Transfigured Life. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. What idea do you have of the salvation of your soul? The experience of salvation means that in your actual life, things are really altered. You no longer look at things as you used to. Your desires are new. Old things have lost their power. One of the touchstones of experience is, has God altered a thing that matters? If you still hanker after the old things, it is absurd to talk about being born from above. You are juggling with yourself. If you were born again, the Spirit of God makes the alteration manifest in your actual life and reasoning. And when the crisis comes, you are the most amazed person on earth at the wonderful difference there is in you. There is no possibility of imagining that you did it. It is the complete and amazing alteration that is the evidence that you are a saved soul. What difference has my salvation and sanctification made? For instance, can I stand in the light of 1 Corinthians 13, or do I have to shuffle? The salvation that is worked out in me by the Holy Ghost emancipates me entirely, and as long as I walk in the light as God is in the light, he sees nothing to censure, because his life is working out in every particular, not to my consciousness, but deeper than my consciousness. That's the end of Oswald's text. A good thing to do is to take an inventory occasionally about our spiritual state. Some may have assumed they had come to Christ for salvation by praying a sinner's prayer or following some plan of salvation laid out in some kind of evangelism program. And yet, without a change in heart and a change in spirit, there is not a new birth. If, in reflecting on your circumstance, the time of your salvation, and the before and after as your inventory, you see little or no difference, and you don't see or you have not experienced a great change in your desires to do things differently and view things differently, there's a strong chance that you may have an intellectual understanding of salvation, but not a relational commitment which creates the salvation experience. I challenge you to rethink what you believe was your conversion experience. Think of the before and after, and look deeply into your heart and admit where you stand before God in terms of changed desires and changed actions and attitudes. Being born again does not mean that we will live a life that is sinless, nor does walking in the light as he is in the light mean we will live a life that is free of sinful acts as we have defined them and as we believe the Ten Commandments have defined them. Walking in the light is rather walking in authenticity and not lying about our failures, but rather admitting them to God, as in confessing them, at which point we can release them to God's forgiveness and move right back into his presence. Consider your salvation. Consider your heart. And know your salvation is real.